Zakt der Elgemisch der Weite, man sagt, dass er alles per Tess Wav, nicht in der Dalet. Bayez Shechatzatzi bin Esarim. We have a house. And someone came along and put up boards of wood and made a mechitza. Oy bi riyais, or he hung a curtain. Now when we think mechitza, we think like a mechitza between two rooms that goes from the floor to the ceiling. Enechanami, minat stodim, could be it's taka from the sides. In other words, along the walls of the house. You have the wall of the house, you have one room, a mechitza, another room, and then the next wall, the outside wall of the house. But a mechitza could go the other way also. A mechitza could go horizontally, oymin ha-kaydes, or underneath the ceiling. In other words, the mechitza goes from the right wall to the left wall, and there's like a lower floor and a top floor in this floor. Either way, zok the Mishnah, tumah bebayis, if there's tumah in the house, kelim shebachatzatz. So literally, kelim shebachatzatz would mean kelim inside the mechitza. But many understand over here it means kelim on the other side of the mechitza. Kelim shebachatzatz. Let's learn this way, kelim on the other side of the mechitza, tahir matar. Why? The mechitza blocks the tumah. So it's no different. Let's say a house without a mechitza. What happens if you have kelim on the roof? They're tar. What if you have kelim on the other side of the outside wall? They're tar. Same is true over here. You have the mechitza in the house, and there's tumah on one side, and the kelim is on the other side. The mechitza blocks it. However, if tumah b'chatzatz, if the tumah is on the other side of the mechitza, kelim shebabayis tmei, the kelim in the house are tamei. The mechitza cannot block the tumah from being metama, the kelim on the other side. What's called the other side? What's called the inside? I'm confused. And the answer is what we've seen many times in this Masechta. We're calling the other side of the Mechitza an area in the house where there's no exit. The only way for something to leave that room is to come through the Mechitza, walk through the other room, and come out the door. Okay, so let me understand this again now. So if there's Tumah Babayis, that means the side where there's a door. That's what you're telling me now. Kelim shebachatzatz, kelim on the other side of the mechitza, tayr matar, because the mechitza blocks it. But if the tum is bachatzatz, the tum is on the side where there's no door, no other way out, so kelim shebabayis is tmeim. The kelim on the other side are going to be tameh, because this mechitza cannot stop the tumah from coming out. Tumah has to come out. That's the rule. Derech tumah lotzeis. It'll come out the easiest way, but if there's no door or window on that side of the mechitza, then has to come through the mechitza, through the other side, and therefore, any keli on the other side will become tamei. That's what the Mishnah means, according to this pshat. For example, to explain this better, the Bat Tanura says, what's the din with the kli cheres that is mukav tzamid pasul, that is totally sealed? If there's tumah in the house, a keli that's inside the sealed kli cheres is protected. But if there's tumah inside the sealed kli cheres, kelim in the house are not protected, because that tumah has to come out. Tumah doesn't stay. Tumah has to leave. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, kelim shebachatzatz. Let's say you have kelim on the other side of the mechitza, the part that has no door, together with the tumah. Now this is the third case of the Mishnah. The first case was kelim on one side, the tumah is to the back, on the other side of the mechitza. The second case was the tumah is on the other side of the mechitza and the kelim are in front. Now you're telling me both the tumah and the kelim are on the other side of the mechitza, the part where there's no exit. That's what the Mishnah means over here. Kelim b'chatzatz, kelim that's in the other side together with the tumah. So here's the halacha. Im yesh sham peseach tefach. How big is this area? We say mechitza, so we imagine it divides the room in half. It doesn't have to mean it divides the room in half. Mechitza could leave a very small area on the other side. So if you have a tefach by a tefach, tmeim, then it has din of oil, and you have tumah and kelim in the same oil. So obviously tmeim, they're going to be tummy. But v'im lav, if in this area, or we're calling on the other side of the mechitza, if there's no tefach by a tefach, there's no din oil. And therefore, tahayim. So ironically, the house is tameh, meaning the other side of the mechitza. But that area, where you have both the tumah and the kelim, that's tahar. Because whenever you don't have an oil, What happens to Tumah? Goes straight up, straight down. Doesn't get spread to the sides. Explain something to me. Before we got to this third case of the Mishnah, where the Tumah and the Kalim are both on the other side of the Mechitza. Let's go back to the second case. Go back one case. Where the Tumah is on the other side of the Mechitza and the Kalim is in the front of the house. You told me those Kalim in front of the house are going to be Tumah. Well, what if the Tumah on the other side of the Mechitza that year doesn't have a Tefach by a Tefach? Won't make a difference. It's not going to spare the Kalim of the house. The Kalim in front are in the same house together with the Tumah. And the Mechitza cannot block the Tumah. So the Tumah spreads throughout the entire house, and it's Matam everything there. So the Kalim in the front will become Tame. Right. Because here I look at the overall house. Once I'm saying Tumah has to come out, I look at the overall house, and in the overall house, it's underneath the same roof. But the Kalim that are together with the Tumah in the back of the house, if there's no area of a Tefach by a Tefach, those are spared, right. Because just like if the Tumah would be in front, the Mechitza blocks the Tumah from the Kalim that are inside. Remember, that's the first case of the Mishnah. So the Kalim that are together with the Tumah on the other side of the Mechitza, and you don't have a Tefach by a Tefach, this Mechitza creates a situation where, look, those Kalim are not in oil. That Tumah goes straight up and straight down. It doesn't go off to the sides at all. A lot of Mahalchim and Rishayim exactly how to explain that, but that's the general idea. So once again, what do we have over here? We have a house that was divided through a mechitza, whether up, down, or from side to side. And whether the mechitza is out of boards or curtains, it makes no difference. If there's Tumah in the house, and we understand that that means, according to this pshat, let's say the front part of the house where you have a doorway, Kalim on the other side of the mechitza are tahar. The mechitza blocks the Tumah. But if the Tumah is on the other side, and there's no way for the Tumah to get out unless it comes through the front, then the Kalim of the house are Tumah. However, ironically, Kalim that are together with the Tumah on the other side of the mechitza, the part that has no exit, if there's a Paseach Tefach there, they're Tumah, because it's its own aisle. But if not, that Tumah goes straight up or straight down, and that Mechitza will protect those Kalim from a coming Tame. So the Kalim in the front on the other side of the Mechitza will become Tame. The Kalim that are in the back together with the Tumah, but if there's less than a Tefach by a Tefach, over there the Mechitza is going to spare those Kalim. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So all along you've been telling me, Kalim Shebechatzatz means Kalim on the other side of the Mechitza. What if Taka the Kalim were inside the Mechitza? What's the din? Zokta Taisus Yamtev. Well, if the Tumah is in the house and the Kalim are mamish inside the Mechitza, not just on the other side of the Mechitza, it would only stay tahar if the area would be a Pesach Tefach. In other words, it would have to be a very thick Mechitza. And if the Kalim are in the area of Pesach Tefach, then it would be protected even inside the Mechitza, not just on the other side. Zokta Taisus Yamtev.